It's Wednesday, August 25th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Over 75% of pregnant people have not been vaccinated, and doctors are reporting that they are seeing more young and healthy pregnant women ending up in hospitals on ventilators or delivering babies prematurely because of COVID. There are also some extra precautions needed in treating pregnant patients, like making sure their oxygen levels are higher. Shira Stein, reporter at Bloomberg Law, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Shira.
Yeah, of course.
You recently wrote an article about pregnant women and how some of them are unvaccinated, and we're seeing more of them in hospitals. There's an interesting stat in there. As of August 14th, 76.2% of pregnant women were unvaccinated. That's a pretty high number. And as I mentioned, we're starting to see young and healthy pregnant people ending up in hospitals on ventilators and maybe sometimes delivering their babies prematurely. So Shira, help us walk through some of this. What are we seeing?
Yeah, so I've been speaking to physicians across the country for the last week, physicians in Florida and Texas and South Carolina, but also physicians in Los Angeles and Seattle, Washington, who are seeing this new trend with this latest surge in cases. In previous surges, you know, they've seen a couple of pregnant patients here and there, but with this latest surge of COVID cases, they have seen a massive uptick in the number of pregnant people who have ended up hospitalized due to their COVID infection. So in the intensive care unit, needing to be on a ventilator or on ECMO, which is essentially a heart-lung bypass machine, some are having to deliver their babies prematurely, and some are actually even dying. It's really, really terrible. Yeah.
Now, we've been hearing about this with, just regular people, right? Breakthrough infections or the unvaccinated. The vast majority of these pregnant women are unvaccinated, but we are seeing some breakthrough infections also.
Yeah. So for the vast majority, from what I've been told by doctors, there's no real data on this, on pregnant people in hospitals right now, broadly. But from what I've heard from the physicians I've spoken with, they've said that most of them are unvaccinated. And if they're vaccinated, they tend to not be as worse. They tend not to need to be intubated or put on ECMO or any of those other awful things. So that's kind of the only difference that the doctors I've spoken with said, is that it's whether or not someone is vaccinated.
We do have one study, I guess, though, that was just looking at a database of hospitals and comparing patients who gave birth with or without the vaccine. What did we see in some of those numbers?
So they actually looked at whether or not they were infected with COVID. But yes, so they compared women who were pregnant who had COVID versus women who were pregnant and did not have COVID. And the death rate is 15 times, the intubation rate 14 times, and preterm birth 22 times. So the outcomes are really, really poor for pregnant people who are in the hospital with COVID.
The other thing that makes it difficult, obviously, you know, is taking care of a pregnant woman can be a little bit more difficult if they have COVID. One of the ways that they help treat people who are having respiratory distress is putting them on their stomach. And obviously, that's a pretty difficult thing to do with a pregnant woman, depending how far along she is.
It's funny. That's something that doctors learned kind of early on in this pandemic when they were struggling to figure out how to treat patients with COVID when we had no therapeutics, when we didn't have a vaccine. They figured out, okay, if a patient's in respiratory failure or respiratory distress, turn them and put them on their stomach. And so that makes it harder, obviously. They still figure out ways to do it, I'm sure, but it definitely makes it harder if you have somebody who has a large stomach because there's a baby in there. So that's definitely more difficult.
The premature birth aspect of this is obviously very concerning. What are we seeing there? I know you mentioned, obviously, we don't have really big numbers on all of this, but what are we seeing on that front?
Yeah, the physicians I spoke with said that they're seeing many of these pregnant people give birth early. They're often sometimes even seeing where they will intubate a patient and then sometimes have to do a C-section while they are intubated, or have to deliver the baby before the patient is intubated because otherwise there could be oxygen problems for the baby. So, I mean, that's pretty terrible too. I've also heard some stories about pregnant people who had to give birth who were then or still on a ventilator, and then some who've even died before getting to meet their child. So this whole story is really terrible, and the outcomes for pregnant people who get COVID and end up in the hospital and are unvaccinated are just really awful.
And some of the reason for the hesitancy that we were seeing was that pregnant people weren't really included in some of the early studies for the vaccines themselves. So the data is very thin on that front.
So the data is no longer thin, but yes, correct. At the beginning, or with all of the clinical trials, phase one, phase two, phase three, for all three of the vaccines in the U.S. that have been either approved or authorized, no pregnant people were purposefully included in the study. There were a few members of the trials who became pregnant during the trials, and later there was more research done after the vaccines were publicly available and were authorized for the general public, but it took more time to get data on how the vaccines, how safe they are and how efficacious they are in pregnant people. So it took more time, which obviously led to some hesitancy, I think rightfully so, from a lot of pregnant folks.
One other question that obviously we might not have the data for either, but do we know that if a pregnant woman has had the vaccine or has had COVID during her pregnancy, were antibodies passed on to the child once they were born?
You know, I'm not sure about a pregnant person who had COVID. I'm not sure about that, but there is absolutely good research out there that if a pregnant person gets the vaccine while they are pregnant or while they are breastfeeding, they can pass on the antibodies through the placenta if they have not yet delivered, or through their breast milk. So I've even seen some reports of new mothers feeding their antibody-rich breast milk to their slightly older children who aren't yet able to get any of the vaccines. But yeah, there's absolutely evidence. So if a pregnant person, it's the only way right now that a newborn baby could get any sort of antibodies for COVID is by having a mother or a parent who gets the vaccine while they're in utero.
I'm sure that other story would be a big one there. But as you mentioned, though, some interesting news on the part for pregnant people, all the more reason to go and get vaccinated. Shira Stein, reporter at Bloomberg Law, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.